Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, John Kaminsky, and today's conversation is with Vice Admiral Alan Thompson, Director of the Defense Logistics Agency. Also joining me from IBM is Kevin Green. Admiral, information operations support IT functions at all of DLA's worldwide locations. Could you tell us a little bit about what types of challenges your employees have faced in supporting IT infrastructure in austere locations like Afghanistan and Iraq?
That's been a real learning experience for us. Clearly, the environmental conditions in Afghanistan and Iraq are particularly challenging. We found that with the heat, the dust, and so forth, that much of your commercial off-the-shelf IT equipment doesn't operate for extended periods. So we, working with industry, have come up with some better products that are a bit more impervious to the environment. We also find that we have to replace the equipment more rapidly. And again, through our forward deployment teams, they're able to assist our users in the field to make sure that they have the systems that are up and operating around the clock.
Admiral, for just a moment, let's look back. How has the Defense Logistics Agency changed over the years from its founding and stand-up in 1961?
Well, I think that there have been many changes, but there's been some consistent threads as well. I would say that from the beginning, we've been very focused on the warfighter support and good stewardship of the taxpayer's dollar. I think that we've been leaders in recruiting, developing, and retaining a world-class workforce. So those have been consistent. Clearly, the mission of the agency has grown over the years. I would say that our integration with each of the military services in the operating area is much closer today than it ever was in the past. So we really are the Department of Defense's end-to-end supply chain manager. So the big challenges ahead, I think, are continuing to support operations around the world and at the same time prepare for what will likely be a leaner future as we look at the budgets for each of the military services and see that there is going to be increasing pressure on the military service budgets, and that means that DLA has to work even harder to reduce cost and be even more efficient in the future than we are today.
You're clearly very strongly focused on the future, Admiral. Other than budgetary and economic issues, are there other trends in terms of interagency relationships or changes in the worldwide situation that might affect the way that you run and shape and form and direct the agency?
I think we will continue to build on the course that we're on. We have a number of relationships in the interagency domain. We, in addition to supporting FEMA for disaster relief here in the United States, we also have close relationships with the State Department and the various combatant commanders around the globe for similar support overseas. We're forward deployed. We're very engaged with the operating forces forward. I see that relationship continuing to grow and mature in future years. And then back in the United States, I think that our relationship and integration with the logistics capabilities in each of the military services is going to continue to move forward. And again, it'll all be focused on improving performance and reducing the cost.
A few years from now, when you look back on your time at DLA, what do you hope to see as been major accomplishments that achieved?
Well, I think that what I would hope to see is that we will continue to build on our history of excellence in logistics support to the armed forces. The overall level of support that's being provided by DLA is at a historic high. I expect to see that continue to improve even more. And again, I think the integration with each of the military services is going to be even greater. And so I think that those are important attributes, as well as having a workforce that is even more skilled, more educated, and ready to provide the needed support to the armed forces in the future.
Well, thank you. Given your dedicated service and career, what kind of advice would you give to someone who's considering a career in public service?
Well, I would strongly encourage all to consider it, and I would look at it in a couple different ways. First of all, I would encourage all that are qualified to consider military service, regardless of the branch of the armed forces. I think these are wonderful opportunities, whether it is service for a few years or even for a career. For those that are more interested in coming into the Department of Defense as a civilian member of the team, I think there are some wonderful opportunities to have a career that matters, that is compensated fairly, and that can be very, very rewarding when you see that your work is directly impacting the operations of the armed forces and the welfare of our men and women in uniform.
Admiral Thompson, that's really great advice. We've reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be our last question. I'd like to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Kevin and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country.
Well, thank you so much for providing me this opportunity, and I would encourage your listeners that are interested in learning more about DLA to visit us on the web at www.dla.mil.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Vice Admiral Alan Thompson, Director of the Defense Logistics Agency. My co-host has been Kevin Green, IBM's defense and intelligence leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.